escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 2004, NASA's Cassini space probe passed within 1,300 miles of Saturn's tiny moon Phoebe, the only chance it would have to visit this moon due to its eccentric orbit. Cassini was only a few weeks away from a hair-raising maneuver, which NASA hoped would put it in orbit around Saturn itself. Meanwhile, in 1985, the Soviet Vega 1 space probe dropped a lander off at the planet Venus, but little useful data was returned by the lander, which activated during descent through the atmosphere rather than waiting for contact with solid ground as it was programmed to do. The Vega 1 probe itself didn't stay at Venus. It continued onward toward a rendezvous with Halley's Comet in 1986. In 1976, two new players emerged into the young home video game market. Coleco released its Telstar console, which, like many of its predecessors, was an attempt to cash in on the Pong craze.
You're watching the most exciting game you will ever see on your TV set. Telstar by Coleco, with three different games. Telstar Tennis, with digital scoring, variable speeds. Telstar Hockey. Each player controls a goalie plus a forward on the other side. Oops, a goal. And Telstar Singles Handball, a game you play yourself. Telstar Handball, Tennis, Hockey. All three at an exciting low price. For great family fun, hitch your TV to a Telstar.
But the more significant new system was the Fairchild Video Entertainment System, the first home video game for which consumers could buy additional games as separate cartridges.
The one with all the fun. The Fairchild Video Entertainment System at your larger JCPenney. The home entertainment system that never gets old. Plug in a new video card and change the fun. Play tic-tac-toe, shooting gallery, or just doodle. Switch video cards and play Desert Fox. Switch again, it's blackjack. Or play the two built-in games, Pro Hockey or Tennis Champ. Channel F for fun, the Fairchild Video Entertainment System, just $169.95. Video card cartridges, $19.95 each.
The extra video carts resembled bright yellow 8-track tapes and made Fairchild System the first programmable home video game. Other manufacturers, especially Atari, sat up and took note. Born today in 1933, Gene Wilder, the star of the first movie adaptation of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Mr. Wonka, what's going to happen to the other kids?
My dear boy, I promise you they'll be quite all right. When they leave here, they'll be completely restored to their normal, terrible old selves. But maybe they'll be a little bit wiser for the wear. Anyway, don't worry about them.
Now, what do we do now, Mr. Wonka?
Oh, yes. Well, I hope you enjoyed yourselves. Oh. Excuse me for not showing you out. Straight up the stairs. You'll find the way. I'm terribly busy. Whole day wasted. Goodbye to you both. Goodbye.
Actor Hugh Laurie was born in 1959. Peter Dinklage, one of the stars of Game of Thrones, was born in 1969. On this day in 1986, influential space and science fiction artist Chesley Bonstell died at the age of 98. DeForest Kelly, known to Star Trek fans the world over as Dr. McCoy, died in 1999. And in 2005, the Daleks picked on the wrong Time Lord.
I'm going to save the Earth, and then, just to finish off, I'm going to wipe every last stinking Dalek out of the sky!
But you have no weapons, no defenses, no plan!
Yeah. And doesn't that scare you to death?
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was created and produced by Earl Payne.